It's Monday, August the 3rd, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Anthony.
This is TJ.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. Nice to save.
Ooh, that was good. I paused for a second. I'm like, no, I'm second this week. I remember it.
Blavin is out this week doing Blavin-y things.
Yep.
He'll report on that next week. I'm sure he will. It's a standard episode. We don't got that many interesting things to talk about. We got standard picks and weeks. But Anthony, how have you been?
I've been good.
You sure?
I'm chilling.
You sure about that?
I'm drinking tea.
How's your summer been treating you?
It's hot.
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 Mm.
I'm working outdoors. It's hot.
Yeah, you work outdoors with children.
Yeah.
In the heat.
Mm. I got a tan.
Sounds like a fantasy.
Look at that.
Oh, you do have a tan.
Yeah,
I've never. I know, right?
He's not just burnt.
A normal person.
You're like,
he's actually browning.
What's that word? Sun-kissed.
Ugh. Wait, this doesn't count as tan? Like, is this not?
No, it counts.
Oh, okay.
For you, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because it's a farmer's
tan. I do feel like, though, you need to start wearing, like, muscle shirts and arm warmers.
Why?
So that you can even out the upper half of your arm.
Oh. Yeah.
So you don't have the farmer tan.
So you know, it's all pale here.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I did wear, because on heat advisory days, we can wear our, like, swim shirts, which are tanks.
Okay.
Like, our armor tanks. And I couldn't reach my back for sunscreen, and I got a burn. Because, like, my one side I got, but because I just realized with my broken collarbone...
You can't.
I don't have as much movement as I did.
Oh, you gotta work on that.
Yeah, so I gotta start working on my shoulder movement.
Gotta hit that rehab.
Ugh. Can't afford that. Yo, rehab's expensive.
Okay. TJ, everything been good with you past week?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to report on?
No, watching same amount of anime.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Okay, good.
Are you watching... The one anime?
Which one's that?
The zombie one?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
I have.
So you should catch up.
All right. Well, since we have really nothing to open up the show with, I'm going to introduce Vince's cycling story time.
Yay!
Cool. Here it comes.
You ready for the story time?
You've been teasing us about it. I came out over, and then you had a flat, and you're like, I got a flat, like, 2 hours away from my house. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like...
Yeah, all right. So, as you guys know, I do some cycling.
We're on the street, so you do some cycling.
We're on the street. You may have even seen me on the street.
I may have also almost hit you with my car door on the street.
Yes, that's also a very, very strong possibility.
Should we explain that?
Hey, go ahead.
Sure. It was just a coincidence. I was going to the comic book store, and I didn't look behind me when I was opening my door, because I saw no cars in my rear view. So I opened the door... And I just see this green bike, bright green bike swerve out of the way. And I'm like, oh man, I almost hit that dude. Oh well. And then I keep looking down the street. I'm like, wait a minute, that's Vince's bike. Is that Vince? And then I asked him, I'm like, yo, did someone almost hit you with your car door in Dundas on Friday? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that was me.
Idiot.
Who bikes?
Who doesn't look when they open their door?
Get a car!
You parked on the street! Anyways, so I do some cycling. I have to give you guys a little bit of backstory just so that the story makes more sense.
Alright.
So you guys know I have a couple routes around the city.
Mm-hmm.
They range anywhere from 30k to 60k depending on the day.
Alright.
But generally, they all follow the same general path. And I can divide them, the entire route, into three main sections.
Okay.
So there's the beginning. It's mostly downhill.
Yeah.
The second one is kind of just flats.
Yeah.
And then the final third is all uphill.
Okay.
Because it's basically me leaving my house and coming back home.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Right? Anyways, yesterday I took a rest day.
Okay.
Today I was feeling really good. And I was like, because I use this one app called Strava, where it's one of those... It records your distance in your cycling, right?
Okay.
All the cyclists use it, but the thing I like about it is it's very rare for two random cyclists to have the same, I guess, route.
Yeah.
But it's very common for everybody to, I guess, sort of cross on similar
like sections. One section you have the same.
Yeah. So on Strava they're called segments.
Okay.
And those segments they have leaderboards for each of those segments.
Yeah.
And at the end of my route, there's that the all uphill. It's called, and that's a specific segment. It's called the Wilson Uphill Time Trial.
Okay.
And I think I'm always trying to make that lower and lower and lower. And I was like, okay, today I'm feeling fresh. I got fresh legs. I'm going to save all my energy for that climb. And I'm going to take it really easy for the first 2/3.
Okay.
So I set out. I'm going there. I get past the downhill section. No problem.
It's coasting.
Of course. It's downhill. It's not really an issue. But I get to the middle section. And the middle section for me around Hamilton is the Bayfront.
Okay.
The Bayfront all the way to Dundas. That's all generally all flat.
Okay.
Okay? I get to the Bayfront, and you know, if you're at the Bayfront, on the very left side, there's that long, long path that goes all the way across, and then that eventually connects to Westdale, McMaster, to Dundas. So I was at the beginning of that, and there's a lot of people there today, because today's civic holiday, so there's a lot of people out. What's up?
A lot of people get in the way of your cycling.
Of course. So I had to slow down for them, and I was just, you know, whatnot. And then some guy, totally crosses in front of me and, like, nicks the top end of my tire.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, dude, watch out. And he's like, if you weren't so slow, maybe I wouldn't have to pass you. And I was like, is that a challenge? And he fucking bolts. And I just like, fine, I'm going to take him on. And I was like, shit. And in my mind,
this is real life race anime. What the fuck?
Yeah, no. I'm like, is this really going to happen? And from that moment, from that Bayfront moment, like for, I think like 5K, it's just flat. Right?
It's just going.
It's just flat. And this guy is quick. This guy is like.
But you're even quicker.
No, I'm not. The thing is. The reason I knew I was up for it is because we looked about like the same build and we had like the same sort of bike, and I was like, okay, at least I know it, I can't blame it on the equipment if I lose.
Mm-hmm.
And he was maybe like 10, 15 pounds larger than me, because I could tell he just had a bigger body. But in a straight line on the flats, this guy was quick, and I'm like, I don't know if I could outsprint him. So I did the smart thing. Just stayed behind him, like really close. And I just let him eat the wind. And I was just keeping up with him. And he was constantly in and out of the saddle, going up and down. And I'm like, uh-huh, I'm still here, don't worry. And because you keep looking back to make sure. And at the end of this 5K, like just flat.
Pulls out a knife.
No.
He cuts your tire.
Like. There's a very, you almost don't notice it until you're there. There's a hill climb, and it's a very short climb. It's only like 500 meters.
Okay.
But it's pretty steep. Like, it's a pretty steep climb for what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, if I'm going to make my move, it's going to be here.
Right? God damn it.
I'm like, at the same time, I'm listening to the P4 Dancing All Night soundtrack. and Reach Out to the Truth comes on. I'm like, this is my moment.
I got to reach out.
This is
the win.
This is my moment. I'm like, this is it. Because the one thing I've read about with cycling is weight makes a huge difference on the climbs, right?
Yeah.
Heavier you are, the harder it is to climb. And then he starts climbing. I'm like, oh shit, he's pretty fast on the climb too. And I'm like, I don't know if I can catch him. Halfway up there, I could just tell the stamina is gone. And it is leaving. And I'm like, oh, this is mine. This is so mine. And I just pull out and I just take off all the way up the hill. And then we get to the top, and I'm like, I'm pretty far ahead at this point. I'm probably like, okay, whatever. I won. Done. Done. And then, so I'm biking along at, like, a pretty, pretty fine pace. And at this point, I'm at Westdale, and I'm, like, making my final trek towards McMaster, then Dundas. And I look behind me because I had to cross the road, and I'm like, he's still there. I'm like, oh, shit. Is he going to follow me this whole damn way? And I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, crap.
You just gotta go. You just gotta keep going.
And I was like, I'm still pretty energetic. I could probably go a bit more. And I was like, fuck it. I'm leaving him. So I just sprint away and I just dash. And I keep going, I keep going, and going. And then he's gone.
Okay.
And I don't see him. And I'm like, whew, that's great. At this point, I am exhausted. Because I'm just like, oh, this sucks. I was like, so much for me trying to attempt this hill climb at the end of the route, and then a huge pop, and I'm like, what the hell was that? And I'm like, well, whatever. I run over stuff all the time. I'm sure it was nothing. And I keep going, I keep going. I get to the base of the hill climb. I'm like, my bike's feeling really bouncy. Like, I can feel the tops are coming in on me.
Yeah.
And at first I thought, oh, maybe they're the springs. And I looked at them like, no, they're locked. And I kept biking. I'm like, I feel like I'm not going anywhere. And and then usually on the hill climb to speed up, I sprint or I stand up.
Yeah.
And that's when it hit, and when I noticed it, like, I pushed down on the pedal, and the whole front of my bike went down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a flat. So I stopped, and I'm like, oh, no, there's nothing here. Oh. And, like, there's enough air left that I could probably keep riding, but it just made things so much harder.
Oh, because wow.
The wheel had more rolling resistance. I couldn't put the power down because it would just go into the road, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. And I was like, and I'm at the bottom of the climb. I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm tired because I raced that dude. I'm like, this sucks. And then I was looking at my watch. And I'm like, I need to get this repaired quick because the stores are going to close and I need my bike tomorrow for school.
Okay.
And so whatever, I managed to make it home fine and the tires were all beat. But right before I get to my house, Upper Paradise is that huge hill, right?
Yeah.
And at the bottom of that hill, I have to make a left turn to get into the path
yeah.
to go to my house. So one, when your tires are flat and you hit the brakes, doesn't matter how strong your discs are, the wheel will slide.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it's not stopping. Oh, shit, it's not stopping. And then I was like, whatever, I'll just have to take this turn. That's the other thing. If your tire's flat and you take the turn, it's not going to grip.
Yeah.
And I could feel the wheel or the tire pulling out under the wheel. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fall. I'm going to fall. I'm going to fall. And I didn't fall. Oh. I was like, whew. Anyways, I made it home. And this is where I fell. In front of my house, it's very dusty and very gravelly. Because okay. cars don't drive in front of there because it's an intersection,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I always take that turn really sharp. Because...
So you fell out in front of your house?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's where I fell.
That's hilarious.
And I was just like, of all the places to fall.
That's so close.
Yeah. That was my cycling story. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
I was waiting for, like, then you got home, and then the guy was waiting for you. At your house.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Just like, we're going to go again.
Damn, man.
Sweet.
I thought this whole story was strictly going to be about that guy just constantly reappearing on your road.
I know. Like, and then I was walking up the hill, and then the guy came.
And then he was there again.
I was afraid he was going to follow me all the way to the hill, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'd have the energy to be there.
And then beat you with an Allen key?
I don't know. It was just like, because at that point, the hill climbs aren't fast. Contrary to Yoimushi Pedal, hill climbs are slow.
No, all you got to do is swerve violently from side to side, and then you can do it.
But yeah, I don't know what came over me.
I think the racing spirit.
I think it was testosterone, and I was feeling too good. I'm like,
your male feelings got the best of you.
I'm like, F this guy.
You're like, what would Kamina do in this situation?
Yeah, I was like, man, that moment when you think you're gonna lose, you're just like, oh man, this isn't good. This isn't good.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I waste enough time on that. Let's get into our picks.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I know you have one you want to talk about, Anthony, right?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
All right, my pick is about, you know what? I'll say it. The best Final Fantasy game.
Oh, wait, before you say which Final Fantasy game.
All right.
I hope you know that you're putting this out there.
I know.
Okay.
The best Final Fantasy game ever released.
So it's not 7.
No. This is Final Fantasy 12.
Choked on my coffee there.
So yeah, on in Pittsburgh, there was a Distance World concert. And if for people who don't know, Distance Worlds is a live orchestra concert of Final Fantasy music. And you can go there. It's like a real orchestra, it's almost like a classical music night outing. Like, some people dress up in suits and stuff. Other
yeah.
people dress up in hoodies. Like, it's a weird dichotomy
uh-huh.
of people.
Yeah. It is very weird to see the people who really dress up, and then people come up, like dressed like bums.
Yeah, like, there's some people in, like, with, like, the penguin, like, the coattails and everything, like, they're in a full-on suit.
Yeah, but
and, like, ball gowns and stuff.
Generally, most big cities host Distant World at some point.
Yeah, at some point. They have, like, a world tour every year. And so, the composer, Arnie Roth, recently said that he got some, there were some new compositions for 12 music, and that there was going to be a Final Fantasy 12 remake in the works.
Ooh.
And the internet lost their minds.
Ooh.
And I lost my mind.
Ooh.
And then 2 days later, it comes out a story. Arnie Roth is quoted as saying that he said he was mistaken and that he said remake by mistake. And so what that doesn't necessarily mean is that there's not something Final Fantasy XII related in the work, because he said a remake was a mistake, not a remaster.
What if... I have an alternate
okay.
theory to this.
What?
What if it's really a Final Fantasy XII Revenant Wings remake
gross.
For the Wii
oh,
U?
No! Is there Gambit system in it, or is it still top-down grid-based?
Oh, it is. It is the DS Revenant Wings.
No. No.
Aren't you excited?
No,
the best Final Fantasy.
Right? Not Revenant Wings, regular ass 12. And so, like, I got really excited because I was hoping it was going to be, like, finally North America sees the Zodiac job system.
Oh, from the international
From the version? International version.
Yeah.
You get to see the bonus bosses where you fight all of the judges at the same time.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be sick. And, like, I don't, like...
I would finally finish 12.
I don't need a license to wear a hat.
Oh,
or,
right.
You still do, but...
That sounds dumb.
No, yeah, so in Final Fantasy 12, you had the license board. And in order to equip certain weapons, you had to have a license to equip them.
That just you just couldn't buy it.
Yeah, you couldn't just buy it. You could buy it, but then
and
it just...
you like this game?
Yeah, the game system's awesome.
Yeah, that system that makes you not have to play the game ever.
No, it's super fun. And it, like, the sense of exploration in that game is amazing. But yeah, so I was really hoping that it was going to be something like that. But Gamescom is just around the corner. Like
Microsoft. Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so Microsoft has their press conference like tomorrow as of this recording.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, yeah, people are saying that they might have told
Xbox
them to retract
exclusive?
It. Whatever, I have an Xbox One. I'll buy it on there.
I'm just saying, that'd be effed up.
That'd be weird. That would be extra weird. But I don't think it'll be exclusive. Square rarely does. Like, Square doesn't do exclusives. Like, it was just announced that Rise of the Tomb Raider is a year exclusive on Xbox, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so it'll come out on PS4 next holiday. So holiday 2016.
Yep.
But yeah, like, so I really hope something Final Fantasy XII comes out of all this kerfuffle.
Revenant Wings!
Okay.
So, not...
You said something Final Fantasy
Something XII. Final Fantasy XII, period. Not Final Fantasy : Revenant Wings, period. Just 12.
I think that still counts.
No, it doesn't. It's not the same.
Ooh, Revenant Wings.
What a shitty game.
that's my pick, unless you guys want to hear about Vega from Street Fighter.
Oh, he just got announced.
Yeah,
huh?
He just got announced.
I just saw that today, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you excited?
He looks cool. He looks different from old Vega. Like, apparently you can't pick up his claw after it falls on the ground. Does he still
then
have
what
a
use
mask?
Is he?
So he has, huh?
Does he still have a mask?
Yeah. Yeah. So he has two different modes. He has claw mode, where it's more about, like, aerials and pokes and stuff. And then he has his fist mode, which is more about, like, command grabs. So
what?
So he can run
weird,
up
right?
and grab you.
What? Vega's doing command grabs?
Yeah, like Azuna drops and stuff. Like command grab Azuna
what?
Drops.
That sounds kind of cool, but I hate command grab characters.
Yeah. Oh, I love command grab characters.
Oh, I hate them.
Do you hate facing them or do you hate playing them?
I hate playing them.
Okay.
I don't mind facing them.
All right.
Although facing them, I remember the first time someone fought me with Nina and Tekken. And I'm
like, you're like, no!
No! No more!
Stop it! Yeah, but what was it? Yeah, like his V skill, the one where you press two buttons and you do a specific move, he throws a rose. And then he follows up behind that rose with an attack. So you can, like, do combos into the rose. Or, like, even now when you do his Barcelona flip, the one where he jumps off the wall and does, like, the U-slash.
Yeah.
You can combo after that. So
wow.
That's not just a knockdown anymore. So you do that, and then you go into a different combo. Like, you go into a combo of different moves and stuff.
I didn't even know you could use that move. In matches.
What? In matches? Yeah, that's like his whole game. What are you talking about?
I'd be like, how do you get this move on people?
50-50 mix-ups. You get them while they're down, and then you like fake them out on which side you gotta block. Yeah.
Clearly I was using him wrong.
Vega's a weird character. But yeah, it's Vega's in there, so.
Cool.
Rumors are the next character is going to be Urien from Street Fighter 3, so.
Really?
Blaven would be happy about that.
Urien?
Yeah.
I thought he liked the boxer.
Dudley.
I thought
he liked I remember him like wanting to play Urien like all the time.
Because every time we played 3, he would only play Dudley.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Every time I've ever faced him in 3, he either plays Urien or he plays Ryu.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Because Dudley was in 4. Like, I don't think any of the Third Strike characters
ever. Dudley was in 4?
Yeah, he's in 4, yeah. He came in Super. Super.
Super Ultra, yeah. Ultra.
He was an original.
The original Ultra. Or original Super, sorry.
Whatever, that doesn't even make sense.
4, okay, 4 Super, Super Arcade Edition.
Shut up, Ultra. It's done, forget it, who cares?
It's too many.
I'm in the process of buying all the BlazBlue games.
Wow, don't.
You should stop that.
Just so I have them all.
Don't. You got a pick this week, Teach? Anything you want to talk about?
Not that I can think of.
You don't want to talk about Drake and Meek Mill?
What is that? What
the fuck is that?
Isn't that his name? Is it
Meek?
Yeah. Meek? You guys didn't see the Drake versus Meek kerfuffle?
Meek Mills?
Oh, I heard about this.
I heard about it.
You guys didn't see it?
No. What happened? Did you get a fight?
I don't know.
Like a rap battle?
I don't really know the specifics of it, but all the memes on Twitter were fantastic.
I heard about
the what?
The memes.
The memes?
The memes.
Oh, okay. The memes.
The memes.
All right.
Do you say memes?
I say memes.
Okay, I say the memes.
All right.
The memes.
We're going to have to fight after this.
Memes?
Stop. I brought Kinetica for a reason. I'll make you play it.
With what? The one controller that belongs to you?
Yeah, you gotta play Suffer Alone. You gotta suffer alone.
Well, we already explained this. We don't have a PS2.
It's right there! I'm pointing at it.
That's the Wii expansion.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's the Wii CD drive?
Yeah, it goes on top of the Wii.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, but yeah. Look them up.
What happened? I know they're both rappers, but...
I think Meek...
Someone dissed someone.
He said Drake uses a ghostwriter.
Mm. Like Nicolas Cage?
Oh.
Not a ghost rider.
Oh, okay.
A ghost writer. Writer.
Okay.
And Drake's like, nah, I don't.
That's it?
I heard they Drake released a track. And then...
Oh, yeah, because... Okay, so Meek was like, you use a ghostwriter, and Drake had a response as a track.
Yeah.
And
then Meek released his own response to that.
Which was garbage. Which was 2 days late, and it was garbage.
Apparently.
And then Drake released another one.
According to thedailybeast.com, Ice Cube crowns Drake the champion from the rap battle.
Damn.
Dude, that just sucks for whoever this Meek guy
is. So yeah, I don't know. Unless this eventually turns into actual Turf War, and one of them gets shot... This is some soft ass shit.
Oh, probably. Probably.
I want if I want to see Drake do a drive by on a Meek Mill's party.
I don't think rappers are that hard anymore.
Ugh. So good.
Drake's also Canadian.
True, he is Canadian.
Yeah.
You do a drive by apology.
Yeah.
Sorry. Drive away. Who was Suge Knight. Yeah, we're Suge Knight. He's in jail, right?
Who is that?
He was
name a song.
I can't name a song. I just know he was a manager for a while, and he would strong arm other rappers to either get out of the game or give him better deals. He's like, listen, if you don't give me this deal, I'll just kill you.
Whoa.
Yeah,
See, this guy's hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I actually read up all this news on, guess what website had all the coverage when you Googled it?
Gawker.
No.
Cosmo.
Nope.
MSN.
Nope.
Bing.
No.
Did you search this up on Bing?
No.
Then I don't know.
If you Google, I think, Drake and Meek Mills, the first hit comes from The Verge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, weird.
The Verge has all the coverage on this battle.
Huh.
Must have been something big.
And while I was at The Verge, I actually stumbled upon probably the greatest thing this week. That's probably... When I think about it, I thought this would be important to Anthony, but it's probably not.
Tell me.
Anthony, what's the most classic shoe out there for all you hipsters?
Classic shoe? Probably Converse,
the
Chuck Taylors.
The original All-Star Chuck Taylors?
Yeah.
So this week?
Yeah.
Chuck version Mark II.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, it's right. It is out.
I just bought shoes!
Wait, what does it look like?
Like the originals.
Okay!
But the second one.
Only, it's missing the stripe.
Oh my god.
Huh.
And instead... Okay, if you know what a Chuck looks like, on the white sole,
yeah.
There's a black stripe that goes through the middle of it. There's one on the top and one that goes through the middle.
Oh, I never noticed that one.
But the one that goes through the middle is like on the side only.
Oh. Okay.
It doesn't go through the front.
Got it.
They removed those stripes.
Okay.
The other thing they changed is, do you know how on like the on the high tops on the ankle, there's that print?
Yeah.
Now it's embroidered.
Yo, ooh, these are some nice shoes, dog.
That's nice.
I like these shoes.
So.
These look really nice.
I know, I want a pair.
Let's go buy shoes.
Let's go buy some Chucks.
Oh, oh wow. That does look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're probably wondering, well, what do we, what does the Mark II have in store?
Like, well, what, price-wise or feature-wise?
Feature-wise.
Is that Wi-Fi?
Well, like? No. It does everything the original Chucks can do, only now your feet won't hurt.
Oh, yes. It has soles?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
So the soles are actually made in collaboration with Nike.
Oh, dang.
For walking.
Now I want these.
Yes.
Yo, let's go get some Chucks.
They are unfortunately all sold out of, like, the black ones.
Fuck.
If you want red ones, you can probably get them. You want white ones, don't even bother.
I need a new pair of red
shoes. You want navy ones, don't bother.
Oh, man.
The red ones are probably the easiest to get at this point.
When you say red, is it like a bright red?
Uh-huh.
Is it,
okay, like I have my pair of maroons are
No, that's maroon.
Yeah.
I'm saying red. The classic four Chuck colors.
Like Crayola marker red.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dang, all the colors I would want are gone.
Yes.
Want white?
Yes.
I really want either navy or black. Navy and then black.
Yeah, I want black first. But the revolution is here. Dang. It only took them 98 years to make the Chuck Mark II, but I guess it was worth the wait.
Our grandchildren will be happy to hear in another 100 years the Chuck Mark IIIs will be coming out.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, though. The original ones came out in 1917.
Wow.
So
that's insane.
No wonder your feet hurt.
Yeah, right?
Fuck. They're still making them in waffle irons.
But yeah, no, that's the Chuck Mark II. I'm excited.
That's pretty cool.
I'm going to see if I can get a pair.
What are their pricing on these things?
Chucks aren't really that expensive.
Yeah, but these are the Mark II.
These are Mark II, though.
Yeah, but they're meant to replace the existing ones.
Oh.
So it's the same price point.
So are you telling me
you think
the Mark I's are going to be cheaper?
you want 100-year-old shoes? I'm assuming it's going to be like $69.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's how much they usually cost.
Sweet.
Yeah. Anthony's looking at some sort of promo videos.
Yeah,
look at these Mark IIs.
They got Lunarlin sock liner. Lunarlon.
What?
Lunarlin.
That's just marketing speak.
Lunarlin.
Right? Don't fall for it.
Lunarlin. Padded non-slip tongue. Just you know when your hands slip off the tongue, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
It's never super soft, okay. Micro suede lining.
Uh-huh.
Premium canvas.
It just keeps going.
We're sold already, man.
Where's the price?
Just go to a store and buy it.
Sold out!
Of course, they're all sold out.
What's the reds? Sold out?
Sold out. Oh, you just gotta wait now.
Sold out.
Yeah, it's waitlisted, man.
Sold out.
Don't even bother.
I'm gonna find it.
They're sold out everywhere.
You're gonna find it marked up.
Yeah, so you go to eBay, you get them for like $200.
Yeah. Or you can get bootlegs.
Oh, they're... The low tops are 80.
Yeah, that's what I want, the low.
High tops are 85.
Wow. That seems like a deal.
$85 Americans.
$5 for that.
Yeah. For the extra... 85 Americans.
I guess they are the Mark II, so...
Yeah, true.
I guess I should be willing to fork out like 100.
Oh, after conversion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the CND sucks major... Monkey balls right now.
After conversion and tax, yeah.
And then you get hit at customs because you ordered it from the States.
Not you like, know what? You bring it, we go to Buffalo with the old Mark 1s on, okay?
And you come back.
And we come back with Mark 2s. We throw the old Mark 1s out.
If you guys actually find Mark 2s in Buffalo, like, I might ask you to pay me some.
Nope.
Like, I'll pay you back immediately, like.
I'd have to mark it up for you.
God damn.
It's in shipping and handling.
Shipping and handling. Come on.
The handling food.
Can I have overnight delivery?
Same day delivery.
Yeah, same day delivery.
I could do same day delivery if you really want to pay me. But yeah, no, I thought that was probably one of the coolest things this week. Two small things. Trailer for Two Lander came out.
Oh yeah, Zoolander 2.
Zoolander 2?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the teaser?
I thought he was just doing Blue Steel. I saw a picture, that was it.
No. It's him doing that. And then and then the title goes Toolander. And he says, Toolander? But I don't spell my name with a two. And okay. Then the two Roman numerals come out for two. He's like, Zoolander, stick.
Oh my god.
I don't know about this movie.
I think this movie looks fantastic.
Did you not like
Zoolander?
I love Zoolander. Zoolander's a fantastic movie, but like, was Dumb and Dumber. And Dumb and Dumber 2 sucks.
Yeah, but Ben Stiller's only gotten better as his career has progressed.
Really?
He's the opposite of Adam Sandler.
And Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like when Ben Stiller started out, you're kind of like, he's okay, yeah, he's pretty good. But lately, he hasn't gotten that much better, but...
Have you guys seen the movie Heavyweights?
No.
That's my favorite Ben Stiller comedy.
He was in that.
Yeah. He was the gym instructor. Yeah, the fat camp. All the kids go to fat camp.
Oh, and that one.
He was the gym instructor who takes over the camp. And he finds all the snack food that's hidden in the bunks and stuff.
Wow.
He steps on glass.
No, I think mine's Zoolander. That or, what's that other one? Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball's good. You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
Did you see the other big teaser that came out today?
Huh?
The other big teaser? The other movie teaser? The Deadpool teaser?
Oh, it came out officially?
Ooh.
And the teaser's today, and basically it's Ryan Reynolds going, from the studio that brought you myself, only they sewed my fucking mouth shut.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. But now, the teaser will be out tomorrow. And I think that's it.
Oh, wow.
And like, it's him sitting in the Deadpool costume in the chair.
That's hilarious.
But he's speaking as if he's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
And he's like, oh. Yeah, they sewed my mouth shut.
Did they actually? What is this? Is that a reference to something?
To X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he was there as Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds.
And then he like, did he die, technically?
I think so.
Yeah.
He did not look like Deadpool, though, at all.
Yeah. And then they sewed his mouth shut.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's weird.
So he was like this serial killer who was fighting Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's a terrible movie.
Yeah, that's a bad movie. That game, you know what's even worse? The Game. Is that the one where they fight on top of a nuclear reactor?
Yeah.
That movie sucks, and that game is atrocious.
I heard that game was actually pretty alright.
No.
Compared to other superhero movie games.
Well, listen, like, that's a low bar.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm just comparing it. Oh, Spider-Man 2 is so good. I'll bring Spider-Man 2 over. We can play Spider-Man 2.
We're just gonna walk around the city and throw people off buildings.
Yeah! You're gonna unlock the Azuna drop, you're gonna web up to the tallest building, and you're gonna do the spinning pile driver all the way down to on top of a taxi.
That's all you do.
That's all I did in that game.
Wow.
That game was awesome.
That game's so good. But yeah. So Deadpool teaser's out tomorrow when you hear this. I mean, today when you hear this. I mean, tomorrow, today, yesterday.
Whatever.
It'll be out.
Last week.
That's right. I have one more thing.
All right.
Okay. I heard about this massive fight on the weekend.
It's called fight? Meek Mills versus Drake?
No, it's called Ronda Rousey.
All right.
And I was looking for highlights of this fight.
Apparently it lasted like under a minute.
There are no highlights. It's just the fight because it's 30 seconds.
She won in 30 seconds?
Yeah, it's like 34, but...
Damn.
Like, it starts out pretty slow. I'm like, oh, this looks like one of her more prolonged fights.
Nope.
And then she's like, whatever, I'm turning it on now. And she just knocks this girl out.
Jeez.
It's unreal.
This girl's too good.
Yeah, it's unreal. Like, but you could tell beforehand, like, I don't know if she likes her opponent.
Oh. So, like, I saw some GIFs on Twitter, because, like, some people I follow are all about that UFC life.
Yeah.
And it seems like when they had the pre-match, when they meet each other, right? Like, they just hated each other.
No, she hated... They're like, if you want to touch gloves, do it now. No, man, it was just...
Yeah, and they just, like, went into each other's face and, like, just swearing at each other.
Yeah. I thought they were going to lick one another at one point, but...
No. But yeah.
But yeah, no, she just takes her out.
30 seconds.
And it was like knockout.
Was this a pay-per-view event?
I think so.
No, that sucks.
Yeah, that's gotta suck, right? Never pay for a Ronda Rousey pay-per-view.
Oh my gosh.
Just wait for the highlights.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, no highlights, just a match.
Yeah. Jeez. But yeah, no, that was that was everything I thought were cool. Did you guys want to move on?
Sure.
To our weeks.
Yeah.
Cool. TJ, do you want to open up?
Sure. This week, I've been watching a bunch of anime.
More anime? Did you finally sub to something, or?
Oh, yeah. I had the Crunchyroll subscription.
Yes.
And then I just let it roll into the actual paid subscription. Wow. So I have Crunchyroll now.
Good for you. Good for you, Anthony.
Yo, get in on this.
How come you're not supporting the Crunchyroll?
I support it in other ways. I tell everybody else about it.
But you're not actively doing it.
Listen, does Crunchyroll have...
It's like telling the kids you work with to not do drugs while you're smoking a joint. You gotta actually do it.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do. Like, that's how that works. That's how being an adult works. Nah, man. So wait, let me ask you something.
Ask TJ.
Does Crunchyroll TJ have manga?
Yeah.
It does? What other fine offerings does Crunchyroll have?
Do you like Korean dramas?
Sometimes.
It's got all that too.
Oh, dang. What about J-dramas?
Probably. I don't know. I don't go into that section.
It's like the dark corner. It's like only the weirdos are here.
I checked once to see what was on. And I was like, I don't want to watch this.
They had Godzilla and Ultraman.
I saw Ultraman. I was like, maybe I'll check this out.
Yeah.
Is the manga like simulcast? Like when a chapter releases in Shonen Jump in Japan, is it translated in...
That I don't know.
Okay. I don't know if you're shaking your head yes, Mikey, or if you're just like waving your long hair back and forth. Like, I don't know what's going on there. You look like you're in a Pantene Pro-V commercial.
So I've been watching anime.
Okay. What have you been watching? Like new ones, or?
Pretty much. Let's see. School Life, I've been keeping up with.
Good! Me too.
Not me.
What is it? The Airsoft one?
Oh, Haru X Cross Machine Gun. I fucking love that show. Wait, it's so dumb.
Then, there was one more, but I can't remember what it was.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
No, it was Roka.
Fuck. Oh, Roka. That one.
I didn't know I was watching JoJo.
And then, the other one I finished is a really short one. It's called I Couldn't Become a Hero, So I Reluctantly Got a Job.
Oh my god, that sounds so sad!
It's basically about this guy who wanted to become a hero, and he couldn't, but then they killed the demon lord.
Oh, and he's like, oh.
So the heroes weren't needed anymore, so he didn't know what to do with his life. So he got a job at a shop.
Like, is it item shop?
Yeah, think of it as like a Best Buy.
Oh my god.
But for like superhero items?
But for like,
RPG, RPG items?
Literally or? Just, he sells TVs.
Oh wow!
Refrigerators, air conditioners.
Okay.
Yeah. So the whole show is just about him.
At work?
At work.
Oh my god.
Trying to get through his life. But the twist is, the very first episode they get a new employee.
Yeah.
And you find out she's from the demon... She's a demon.
Okay.
Turns out she's the demon lord's daughter.
Okay, of course. Of course she is.
So, you know, she doesn't want to be the demon lord, so she's there to get a job. So he has to train her.
Oh.
And it's just basically their everyday life for 12 episodes.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you would like the show Devil as a Part-Timer.
I watched all of those already.
Okay.
And yes, I did like that show. it's good stuff. And then the other thing I've been doing is... Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, that's good.
I started cycling.
Again?
Good.
I actually started this time.
Good. You got any cycling stories?
Not like yours. God.
Okay.
Were you going like...
No, he did battle.
Were you singing the Hime Hime song?
It was really hot out. And I decided to go biking.
Oh, okay.
Saw some other biker.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't challenge me.
That's a shame.
You should have nicked his tire.
I don't know. He would have killed me.
just turn into road rash. Like, wear a chain around you and just like whip other people.
And then, what else? Yeah, that's pretty much my week. Anime has been taking up a lot of time.
Yeah, I have a similar problem.
See?
Yeah, we have problems.
Yo, once you get a subscription and they give you everything, you're just gonna want to watch everything.
But this is the thing, I don't like watching anime.
Dude,
like,
what's wrong with you?
I like reading it.
No, you... don't you want to see what it looks like in motion?
I watch the highlights, like the YouTube AMVs of all the fights. Like,
oh, that's not fun.
Yeah, that is not fun at all.
I like reading it. It's fun.
You like reading it because it's less immersive, so you can't get scared.
What do you mean? No, that's you for horror baby. Stuff. That's for horror
you
stuff.
You little baby?
That's for horror stuff.
You find anime scary?
Some of it is unsettling.
You wouldn't watch the horror anime?
I wouldn't watch another, or I wouldn't watch, like, School Live. I'll read
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Isn't you it didn't like School though? Life?
Huh?
He didn't. He was like,
no,
it's so uncomfortable.
It made me really uncomfortable.
It's out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, it made me really uncomfortable. And
that's what makes it exciting. And then it's out of your comfort zone.
And then I couldn't recommend it.
Dude. Although it does explain a lot about you.
Does it?
Yes.
So I was rereading Yotsuba recently. So that's just good old fun times.
Yeah, see? It explains a lot about you.
Yotsuba learned how to trick or treat.
It explains a lot about you. I'm not talking down Yotsuba. I'm talking down Anthony.
Oh, man.
I like happy stuff.
No, you like stuff you're comfortable with.
I like happy stuff. I feel like I go sometimes out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, but every time you do, don't you go there with a negative mindset? Like, I'm not going to like this?
No.
I used to do that.
You do that. Like what?
You told me
like
when you
what?
Went to that escape the room, you're like, I think this is going to be shit. But you know what? I had fun. Because it was out of your comfort zone. Like School Life.
No, it's not out of my comfort zone. That was just, I thought it was going to be boring.
What? Did you not hear our story of when we went to the zombie one?
Yeah. But that one sounded exciting because it was a zombie. I'm like, oh, it's going to be like a crappy puzzle. I'm like, whatever. I wasn't uncomfortable going.
Just wait a minute. All
right.
Man. Okay. Well, that was my week.
Did you run out of water?
No, okay, what I realized was I brought too much water, either that or my ride was too short.
Did you bring your bottle and your backpack?
No, I just brought the bottle.
Oh, and that was too much water?
Yeah.
What your ride was too short.
Either I don't know how to hydrate properly or my ride was too short.
Okay, so you know you're supposed to hydrate before you feel like you need to hydrate.
What?
Yeah.
You have to hydrate before you feel like...
Yes.
Oh.
So when you're not feeling thirsty, that's when you should be drinking.
So I've been doing it wrong then.
Don't wait till your mouth is dry
you're thirsty.
I need water. Because by then, it's too late.
Oh, shit. So I should just be drinking.
Yeah, what you should be doing is drinking... I don't know. You should put a timer on. Like every 10 minutes, just take a sip or something.
Mm. Yeah, I always wait till I'm tired.
No, because by the time you drink that water, that's not going to get to your body in time.
Oh, shit. Okay, I got to work on that.
The other thing, too, is if you go for, like, hourly rides, try and eat something every hour.
Oh, so I got to bring my bag.
What if you get something with, like, electrolytes? Does that take over food?
Not really.
No, you got to eat.
Okay.
Like, I bring, I have...
Do you have an energy bar in your mouth at all times?
I wish. No, that's too expensive.
I know, I was going to say. Those things are not cheap.
That's who I want to be. I want to be him. That's my goal.
He just has something in his mouth, finishes it, puts another one in.
My goal is Mito Tsuji. Just like, mind fuck everybody in a race.
No, yeah, you haven't seen how his arc ends though.
Aw. He obviously loses. He's a bad guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Or does he die?
No one really
believes. I don't know, man. No, but the other thing is, yeah, I bring, like, I have cookies.
What?
I have single packaged oatmeal cookies.
Oh, you have those?
Yeah. So they're just, like, packed with fiber.
That's hilarious.
And I have...
So, by the end of your race, you just gotta poop? Like,
I don't think it works that fast.
No, it doesn't work that fast. No. But, no, but and I don't bring a bag. I have a pocket. Like a pocket on my shorts.
Oh.
Like, it's like a square pocket.
Oh, see, I try to keep my pockets empty, that's why.
Yeah. I usually do too, but I just like, I'll just get, the way I think is, I'll get to the first hour, then I can empty my pockets. Consuming food.
Do you guys have like racing shorts? Like,
no.
Like biking shorts?
No, that's next on the list.
I think what I need to get next is jersey.
Yeah.
That way I don't need to bring my bag.
Yeah, because I want the pockets on the back.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are useful.
Yeah.
How long do you go for?
Oh, this was like 30 minutes.
Okay, yeah, maybe that wasn't long enough. Then.
Yeah, maybe that wasn't
long. Yeah, I got home, I was like, should I do it again?
Where did you go?
Oh, you know, I went down. So I go down Rymal. You know what, Garth? It goes towards whatever, St. Elizabeth Villa. I take that until the street ends.
Oh, then you take. Oh, I see.
And I go right until that street ends, and then I go. I go in a giant square.
I see.
But it's only like 7K.
Oh my god. Oh my.
Yeah. Goodness. So.
I went cycling too.
Yeah. Yo, Ethan, if you bring your bike, I'll take you cycling.
I went to the park.
I just can't.
We can go together.
Yeah.
As a unit.
Yeah.
We're gonna switch leads.
I can't promise I'll see you to the end, but.
I'll see you to the end.
I do have a straight mountain bike, like.
Like,
unless we're gonna do some dirt pass.
Yeah, I do. I do cross rides.
Like the rough stuff.
No.
Yeah, let's do that. My bike can handle that.
I don't think mine can.
Yes. Loose gravel, some mud, maybe.
I need traction.
All right. Cool. Let's see. My week. Played The Witcher 3.
Still not done.
That nope. I don't even know if I'm near done.
How do you like the new controls?
It's excellent. You move awesome.
How do you like having no momentum?
It's great.
Just like 0 to 100 real
it's
quick.
It's great. It fixes the game.
Okay.
Although the horse still kind of sucks.
Is the horse still like momentum based?
No, the horse just has... He gets caught on...
He's a horse.
Stuff. He gets caught on pixels. So he sucks. But the game's still fantastic. But let's talk about the real game I've been playing this week.
Life.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because Rocket League is life. Rocket League is life.
I need... Give me a 101 entry guide to Rocket League. I want to know mechanics. I want to know, like, strategies.
So you know this sport called soccer?
I heard of it. I hear some people call it football.
Yes, across the pond.
Across the pond, yes.
They call it football. Those people.
Crazies.
Why would you call a sport where you kick something with your feet football?
Ugh, that's weird.
So it's that. Replace the players with rocket-powered micro-machines.
Alright, I'm down. Alright.
Take all the rules of soccer, all the small, stupid minutia like penalty kicks, free kicks, offside, take that all out.
Nice.
Take out of bounds.
All right, sounding good.
Take out the goalie.
All right.
And you have Rocket League.
Sweet.
You can play, I guess, teams of one-on-one or up to 4-on-4.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was 3-on-3.
No, 3-on-3 is the most popular way. That's the standard way.
All right.
They call 4-on-4 chaos, and then 2 is doubles, and then singles.
I heard they're going to make rumor they're going to extend out the arena and do a 5v5.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's too much.
Yeah, I think 3 is just, like, is perfect.
Okay.
But man, the game is so simple, and it's so easy to pick up and play, and it's so much fun.
It is.
It's very competitive.
It sounds cool.
No, it's really good. It's, they have a whole bunch of unlocks you can choose to acquire and stuff, but they don't really change anything.
Like car hats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about those.
The car's like your avatar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like you can get different types of cars, different wheels, you can get different paints.
I was watching some of this on Twitch. Like some guy was boosting and a bunch of money flew out of his booster.
Yeah, that's a very popular one.
Another guy was boosting and a rainbow came out of it.
That's also very popular.
Yep.
It's very popular. I just have a flamethrower, that's it.
Lame.
I have sparks.
Oh, you have sparks?
Yeah. I have the hippie thing. So it's like peace. And
oh my.
And it makes that noise.
Does it leave flowers on the ground?
No.
Oh, that'd be cool.
No.
If you just like Okami it around the track, that'd be sick.
So what I didn't know, like when I first heard of this game, I thought, oh, this is going to be just whatever. But instead of out of bounds, the walls curve upwards. So you can drive on the walls.
Yeah.
And then you can hop off the walls. And you can do some crazy aerial shots.
Can you do them?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, I can. That's how I got my first goal.
Nice.
The only annoying thing is they always have the replay cam on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everybody has to hit X to...
To skip it.
To skip it.
And everybody wants to watch their own goal.
Yeah.
Even you.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm just done. Because most of my goals nowadays are just kind of like, that was lucky. I don't really care. Or no, because I'm the guy who, when I see someone takes the shot, I will use all my boosts to get to the ball, and I'll be the last to tap.
Oh, you bum. So yeah, I heard that's a problem with like the assist system. Like as soon as anybody taps the ball, like it's their goal.
Yes.
Right? And like,
yes.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
You just steal it from people. They make long shots and you just catch up.
Instead of kill stealing, you're goal stealing.
And there's no chat. There's just a quick message feature. Like with a directional button. And every time I do it, they always swear at me.
You're GSing, man. You're GSing.
I need to rank up, okay? I'm only semi-pro. I gotta get to pro status.
You're at semi-pro?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Or are you at rookie?
No, I'm at semi-pro.
Okay, yeah. I got the... Yeah, it took me a day. It actually took me like a night.
What level is pro at?
I'm going to say 20.
Yeah. But it feels like it's taking me forever to get to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with this, do you start at the bottom of the league or do you start at a regular intermediary area and then you can go up or down? So like when you play your first game, if you lose, are you at the lowest rank possible?
You know what? I haven't done the ranked matches yet.
Oh, okay.
I've only done just, like, fine games.
Oh, okay. Just regular player matches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's the biggest playlist.
So, like, because there's a thing in League of Legends, it's called, like, it's like the Bronze Pit. And, like, when you do matches, like, you have placement matches, and then it puts you where it thinks you are. And some people just insist that, like, they're in where they are because the other players around them are all bad.
Mm.
And, like, they can't get out of this pit. Like, the other people just keep dragging them down. Right? It's like, oh, I should be, like, silver. I should be gold. But I'm stuck in bronze because my teammates are always suck and stuff. So, I'm curious to hear if you do ranked, like, if that's a problem.
I don't know. Like, in just, like, the free matches I've done, it's been pretty even.
Okay.
Like, I win as often as I lose. I think. Yeah. No,
Do cars have different stats?
No.
They're just all... It's just purely cosmetic.
It's all cosmetic.
Yeah.
Some people claim, like, the vans and stuff have a bigger hitbox compared to, like, the cars.
Because they're bigger.
I don't really know if it makes that much of a difference or if it's all in your head.
Okay. Like, I wonder what the model data is. Like, if it's, like, this just looks, like, aesthetically different, but, like, the hitbox is still the same. Yeah,
identical.
Yeah, I don't really know on that front. But, it's quite the game.
Hmm.
Each game is 5 minutes, and...
I go play a match. Short.
Yeah. The one thing that took me forever to get used to are the physics. Because the cars handle like you think they would handle. It's the ball that throws me off.
Yeah.
Because it's... You remember Tekken Ball?
Yeah.
How that ball...
The best Tekken game.
Yeah, that ball takes forever to come down.
Yeah.
That's what the soccer ball is like.
Oh, it's super floaty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it's a beach ball?
And it's throwing me off because it doesn't have the same physics as the car.
Oh.
So the car will fall faster than the ball.
Okay.
And when the ball gently taps the surface, it'll bounce just as high again.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm always getting my... Like, it's taken me a very long time to get used to it, so that kind of sucks.
Oh. It's weird. It's like the ball maintains a different realm of physics than
your car. Either that or like you're playing with a beach ball.
Yeah, a metal beach ball.
Yeah, which is...
Makes no sense.
Yeah. I think that's the toughest part about the game, but I think once you nail that, it's pretty simple.
Okay, that's cool.
I wish the game's soundtrack played inside, like when you're actually playing the game.
Oh, okay.
Like it's only active during the menus.
Like so, it's just car noises when you're playing.
Mm-hmm. Car noises and vuvuzelas and
really vuvuzelas
and the audience going like.
Well, you could always just put headphones in and play.
But I like the Rocket League soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Soundtrack's really good.
Download the Rocket League soundtrack and then.
That's one step too far. Don't be crazy.
That'll be on your biking playlist. Then when it comes on, you're like, oh, I got a boost. And then...
It's not the same, man.
Okay.
It's not the same. Although, that reminds me. I should download the Yomusha Pedal soundtrack.
For your biking playlist? That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that was my week. Rocket League.
Cool.
Go play it, all of you.
Do you have any beginner tips at all?
Hit the ball.
Hit the ball.
Do the tutorial.
Do it. Do the tutorial.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do the tutorial and do the advanced tutorial.
That's all you need to know. All
right.
Literally.
And honestly, there's a part of the advanced tutorial that I don't even think you ever use.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys use the flight mode.
Yo, I use that just for fun.
Yeah, same, but I can't figure out how to actually use it.
Yeah, I can't figure out a practical way to use it.
Have you been able to hit that ball?
Yeah, I've hit them.
I can't. I just can't.
Oh, in the tutorial?
In the tutorial, yeah, I can't hit it.
What ball?
In one of the advanced, it shows you how to do the rocket, like the aerial, where like, you start you at the ground, but the ball's like super high, so you have to learn, use the rockets to get up to it and hit
it. I did it.
I can't.
Man.
That's why I don't use it.
It's good.
You guys are making me want to play Rocket League.
Yo, you guys want to start a Rocket League team?
We should.
Right now.
There's four of us.
There's four.
Oh,
yeah, Mikey plays too. All right, I'll be the sub. I'll like...
But no, we do 4-4.
Can you do 4-4? Four and four?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's four and four. But is ranked 4-4?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do 4-4. Let's do it.
It's just I usually only play 3-3. That's it. All
right, let's do it.
I can do four.
Four is crowded.
Four's crowded?
Four is hectic.
Okay.
Four means permanent goalie.
Permanent goalie, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
I'm goalie.
It doesn't mean... Oh, that's ridiculous. Because goalie's hard. Because there are some shots, it's just impossible to block.
For the golden glove, TJ.
No, because you have to use the flight mode, and it's like, this is impossible.
I just stay there and make sure my car takes up the most space.
So how? Your car is so tiny.
You know, I put my car where I think
can
I
you,
need to be.
Can you hop, or is the only way to fly to take off?
No, you can hop. Okay, there's a double jump.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, there's a double jump, and there's flight mode.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and your double jump isn't a double jump. It's like, it's a jump, and the second jump would be a flip in any direction you want.
So when I see people doing those flips, they're not actually manually flipping the car.
Oh, no.
No. Okay. They're side hopping to the one side.
Oh, okay. Forward.
If you hold back, you'll do
a backflip.
And it's called a bicycle kick.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. I scored a goal like that once.
Oh.
I felt awesome.
Those are hard to do.
Yeah.
The ball goes nowhere when you
I was lucky because no one was there.
Oh.
Also, if you boost long enough, you'll go into like the hyper boost.
Oh, yeah.
And you can run into opponents and they'll explode.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. So if you want to like take someone out to get an advantage.
If you just want to be the attacker. Like.
Yeah. Sometimes when I see that they're going to get to the ball before me, I'm like, fuck the ball.
Yeah.
You're going down, mofo. Like, just. All right. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't tried it out yet.
I know.
Yeah, I've had it installed
for
a while.
I think you'll be like, shit.
No, that's the thing. That, like, I'm afraid of doing it. Because, like, I had that League of Legends addiction, and I'm like, I won't be able to escape. Like, I want to play other games.
You don't need to play other games, man.
I'll just go back to League of Legends, then. I can make money in that.
Rocket League is life.
Yo, we can make money in Rocket League.
Money matches? Get some hotel room Rocket League money matches going?
Yeah, we should do that.
You'll tell your friends.
The Rocket League.
First rule about Rocket League, don't talk about Rocket League.
Oh, Rocket League's so good. Anthony, tell about your week.
So I'm going to start out with, like, real games. And then I'll go into a fake game.
What do you mean real games?
So,
my gosh.
I finished Super Mario 3D Land.
That's a real
3D
game? 3D
World. That's a real game.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk about it much, but I really enjoy the final boss battle in that game. It's really creative and, like, it's just a really fun boss battle. Because Bowser, I guess, okay, spoilers for the final boss battle of Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U. But Bowser ends up using, like, power-ups you would get on himself to power him up. So he turns into a cat Bowser called Meowser. And he climbs up a skyscraper, and you have to reach the top of the skyscraper before he does. And then also there's cherries in this game, which make a copy of yourself.
Okay.
And so he takes a cherry and he makes copies of himself as Meowser.
Okay.
And he like climbs up and he tries to swat you off the building and stuff. It's pretty cool. It's a really fun boss battle. It's really creative. Then I finished Batman.
Ooh.
Arkham Asylum.
Mm.
Or sorry, Arkham Knight.
Ooh.
That game's real good.
Mm.
The Batmobile, like, once you get past, like, the initial learning curve of the Batmobile, like, it's really fun. Just, like, when you, like, curve around corners or, like, you go up a hill and you gotta make this next corner, you just air control it to the right or to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that kind of stuff. Just, it's a really smooth ride.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want a tumbler. Like, I want that tank car.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it's super fun.
I just like his passengers. Like, his passenger
seat. Oh, his passenger seat, where it's just like... Yeah, that's cool. the free-flow combat, I still feel, is, like, the same as the other games. Like, I feel like picking up weapons is new.
Yeah, I never use that that often.
I used it to get through some people, but, like, eventually, just like in the last games, there's certain weapon or certain enemy variety that gets really annoying, like electrified heavies, or just the shield guys in general, and stuff like that, or just, like...
You're just not good enough.
I beat it, so I am, but, like, it's just not fun. Like, I like doing my free-flow combat, and, like, sometimes, like... I want to do a counter. Like, I did a punch, but, like, the punch animation isn't at the point where I can cancel it into a counter, and then I get hit. I'm like, oh, I pressed this button. But
what? You can counter anything from anything.
I feel like a lot of times, like, I'm in the middle of, like, punching a dude in the face, and then I try to counter it, and I press the button, and it just doesn't counter.
No, I think the game is, like, one of the best counters. You can cancel any animation, and you can counter before you need to counter it.
Really? Because every time I counter before it looks like it's going to counter, I lose my combo.
No, just don't press the button more than once, the more than you need to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that game's awesome. Like, I really want to talk about the story.
Where do you put it in the Arkham trilogy?
Trilogy? I honestly feel that it goes this one, then Asylum, then City.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I really like Asylum for, first off, like, just the shock factor of it. Like, when that game came out, it was like, oh my god, this Batman game is insane, and it's really cool. Like, even though, like, you played the whole game in detective mode, like, it was still something new and fresh, and, like, the Mr. Freeze boss battle, like, kind of goes down for me as, like, one of the best boss battles.
That's City.
Yeah, is that City? I thought that was Asylum.
No, that's City.
Okay, then it goes Night City. Night City Asylum.
I was gonna say, Asylum only has one boss battle.
And it's the crappy one at the end?
It's Bane.
Yeah, okay. Alright, then no. And it's the other way. I confused my boss battles.
Okay.
It goes Night City Asylum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised City's not at the top for you.
Why?
Because you get to punch a shark.
You do get to punch a shark, that's pretty cool.
Oh man! You get the combo beatdown shark.
Yeah, that was a good moment. That was a good time. Oh, so good! I forgot about that. Oh, is it at the top now? I don't know. Maybe it's like one and one is those two games, and like second place is Asylum.
Okay,
there is no third place.
Okay,
yo, combo punch a shark. That was so good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I beat Batman. That game's real good.
I'm glad you like that.
The reveal of who the Arkham Knight is, I'm gonna kind of like, I'm gonna agree with you that, like, I don't know who that reveal's for. Like, it's cool, but, like, overall, what does it actually do to the story? And the answer is nothing. It's just like a cool little, like, it's almost like it's barely even a reveal. It's more like a nod. Like, they hint at it very heavily before the actual reveal.
Yeah. I thought the story was okay for what it was. The best part, narratively speaking, has to do with just Batman.
Batman and his other self, I guess. Yeah.
That's the best part of the game.
So, yeah, that's my favorite thing. Like, if you take the overarching story of, like, Scarecrow's releasing this fear toxin, and he's gonna, like, release it over the whole city or whatever, I'm like, oh, sure, whatever. But, like, it's the stuff while you're doing it with that one character that really makes that story. And it's, like, this inner struggle Batman has, which is really cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. To my fake game.
Oh, God.
I've been playing a game called Time Clickers.
No! Yeah. I don't want to hear about this.
So remember Cookie Clicker?
I knew it was going to be a...
Remember Cookie Clicker? Remember when I was, like, clicking cookies, and then I was making grandmas to make cookies, and I made, like, a cookie hedron collider?
Thanks for listening.
And I'm doing that with cubes.
Oh,
so,
my God.
How the game works is...
I don't think we need to know how it works.
Yeah, it's the same thing as Cookie Clicker. Like, if you've played Cookie Clicker, it's the same
thing. You click things! What other mechanic are you going to surprise us with?
Yo, these numbers get huge! Like, I'm getting into, like, scientific, like, like, 20, E, 47, like,
enough.
It's so good.
Oh, God.
The numbers just keep getting bigger.
You've tainted this episode.
And they never go down. Unless you want to reset your run, because after level 100, you get time cubes.
So what, this shit has a prestige mode?
Yeah, and you can prestige.
Oh, my God.
And then you get, like, bon- like you can spend time cubes to make cubes give you more money faster, or your DPS is times by a certain amount.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's, I just run it in the background.
Why? Oh, why?
It's so good. Eating it's up, just, it just feels good.
Eating up your battery and your resources.
I know. My laptop's always plugged in. Like,
when you're like, not, my game doesn't
run. My battery's well. Done. Like, it's never oh, not
it's
plugged
not even
in.
On your phone.
No, no, it's on my computer.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's all. Oh,
that's horrible.
That's, I put it on mute, take off all the fancy graphics, I just let it run for pure efficiency.
What the frick?
Just watch those numbers grow. And it even, like, the thing is, like, it even gains you money while you're not playing it.
Why don't you just play Cookie Clicker then?
Because, like, I'm done with Cookie Clicker. I reached the end game in Cookie Clicker.
Wouldn't you rather make cookies than cubes?
Oh, no, I shoot cubes. I don't make cubes.
You shoot cubes?
Yeah, you get weapons and they shoot alien cubes.
Never mind.
And the cubes explode. And then you go through waves of cubes set up in different formations.
So the real question is, why are you playing this?
I don't know.
What is this torture?
I need help.
So this is why you couldn't play Rocket League?
Because that was...
What the hell?
Beating up cubes.
You are scared of being addicted to Rocket League. Meanwhile, I'm clicking cubes.
No, this will go away fast, though. I won't be on this for a long time. This will be like two...
That's what you said about Tsum Tsum.
This will be like 2 months... 2 months solid.
Two months?
Yeah, that's what the
clicking cubes?
That's what Cookie Clicker was.
Shut up, no.
Then I reached. No. I just didn't talk about it because I know you guys didn't want to hear about it.
Oh.
I just suffered in silence.
I'm having an aneurysm.
So yeah, like, yo, it's good times. You play some time clickers, it's free. You play it on your browser.
I think I'll pass.
You have a problem.
I do have a problem. It's not. I got two separate problems. I'll talk about the second problem next week.
I'm gonna have to notify your parents.
Oh man, we're gonna have to stage an intervention. For
yeah,
you.
Yo, I'm gonna talk about the next problem next week. So,
okay.
So get ready for that.
All right.
But the
next week is soon. You drop more money.
Oh, I didn't drop any more money. I almost did, but I didn't. Cause it's Ruby sale, and I get more rubies if I buy them now.
That's how they get you.
I know. But I'm doing good. I'm doing good in Tsum Tsum. It's fun times. Played on my break at camp.
Could be doing other things.
The other thing I've been doing on my break... Huh?
Tell me.
Is reading Gundam the Origin.
Oh, finally. Something worthwhile.
Okay. So all 9 of my volumes that I ordered from Amazon came in.
Yeah, there's 9?
There's 12 in total, but only 10 are released in English so far.
Okay.
So I have all 10 that are released so far. That box was like 50 pounds of books. Like, it was heavy.
Are they hardcover?
Yeah, all
they were,
hardcover.
They were discounted,
oh,
right?
Sweet.
Yeah, they're Amazon discounted. They weren't like Amazon sale discounted. So yeah, the whole, like 2 to 9 ran me like $200.
Jesus.
And so it wasn't that bad.
2 to 9?
Yeah. Considering like if I buy them in store, like in a physical store, they're 33 each.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like $300.
Yeah. So I finished the Battle of Loam, I believe.
Okay.
And I finished the Romba Rao arc.
Oh.
And yo, so the first arc is with one of the Zabi. He's like the King Zabi's son or whatever.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And like this arc is pretty much to tell you how much of a manipulative badass Char is, and how he's just so cool. And man, Char is so cool.
Yeah, I think we've been trying to tell you this for a long time.
But like, listen, I understood he was cool. And like, I read the first volume where he like hand carried a missile on the moon.
Uh-huh.
So he could throw it into a base. I'm like, that's cool, Char. But like, man, the politicking Char does, like just to get like under people's skin in a good way and just like turn on them on a dime. Just to push his own agenda. Like, he just doesn't care. He just wants to be powerful, and like he doesn't care about Zeon. He just cares about himself.
Yeah, sure.
Red Comet's so cool.
Do you know what my favorite thing about Char is?
The sunglasses?
No. Do you know his Zaku?
Yeah.
You know that it's no different than any other Zaku.
It's just the Zaku painted
red. It's just
red. It's the Red Comet.
And yet people are like, "Oh my god, that's the dangerous one."
Yeah, like, oh, it's so good, it's so cool.
Like,
he better get his own, like, specialized unit.
I don't know why Zaku says, Zaku 2 custom. Because it's just red. That's the most custom he did.
Yeah, it's custom. It's red. Yeah, Char, man, Char is so cool.
And then the third book focuses all about Rombo Rao. So it introduces him. Amuro runs away from White Base because they threaten to take away the Gundam from him.
This little bitch.
Yeah, so he steals the Gundam, hides it in the desert. Yeah. And he goes to look for food and he meets Rombo Rao. And yo, Rombo Rao, also such a badass. He's just like this unstoppable force in nature. Until like a series of unfortunate events stops him. And like it's not even due to his own skill. Like it's just like some shit went down that he didn't expect and he got caught off guard.
He just wasn't lucky.
Yeah, like he wasn't, the luck of the battlefield was not on his side.
He just wasn't Char.
Yeah, he met Char.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, in this book it also reveals that the one girl on the ship is Char's sister.
Yes. The blonde.
And so that's what happened. Like Rombo Rao sees her in the middle of the battle and he freezes and he gets shot. And then it's like, oh no, I've lost this battle because I made one mistake. He just takes his own life. Like, man, Rombo Rao's so cool. Like, I think even cooler than Char. He's got a hot wife. Okay. Lady Hama.
That's just, why he's cooler?
No, he also got that sick mustache.
Okay, I was like,
No, he's got that sick mustache. He's like, he's got the electric whip that he just like.
Oh yeah, he has that tentacle.
Yeah, he's an electric tentacle whip, and he just shocks people with it.
Yeah,
he's just like his whole thing. His whole fight against Amuro is so cool, and like the stuff that Amuro does, because they're like hinting at like Amuro might be a new type. So, like, I don't know if he is or not, so don't spoil it for me.
Okay.
But, like, so they're hinting at what new types are. They're not, they're kind of skirting around what it is. They haven't fully fledged said what it is.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They've just said, like, you might be a psychic. And then other people in the Zeon side are saying, oh, I heard about these new type people. I heard they might be psychic. And I'm like, oh, I'm putting the two together or whatever.
The only thing is, I can't imagine reading Gundam without those iconic sound effects.
I know.
The sound effects are in. Are you like hearing them? You mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The thing was also the battles with the Gundams are way cooler than I expected. I thought it was just going to be like long range beams and.
Oh no! They're whatever. Always cool. They're way tactical.
Yeah, and they're like up and close and like. When Amuro fought Rombo Rao robot to robot, like there was like such a cool sword fight. Like a lot of like straight up swordsman strategies going on. Like Rombo was going to like stab him because he's like, oh, you cut off my hands, but I'm going to do something else or whatever. And then Amuro blew off his hatch, that covers the cockpit to push away Rombo so he wouldn't die and stuff. It was like, there's a lot of cool shit going on in that show. There was one where he was charging Rombo with the shield. And then he let the shield go, but the shield, he pushed it so it had momentum. And when he cut through the shield, there was nothing behind it. And Amuro was underneath him and he cut off his arms. Like, it's really cool. Like, I really like those battles. Like, I can totally see why Gundam is, like, this series of Gundam is so popular. But yeah, man, this series is great. I just started number 4 and they just got into this jungle village. I forget what it's called. Jaburo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds all right.
So yeah, that's where they are now. And Char is Char was on a boat, and he said he's going to trade something to some jungle peeps.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know what's going on with him. But
doesn't matter.
The one thing I really like about this show is that because everybody lived in space, like, Earth is so new to them. Like, Char is just, like, the harsh UV rays of the sun hurt his eyes, so he always has to wear cool sunglasses. Oh, and, like, all the people are like, whoa, ground, this is nuts, like, dirt, this is so cool. I'm like, what? Okay. Like, when they heard about, like, lightning, it was the first time I've ever seen it, and, like, they had to navigate it through it for the first time, and, like,
freak them out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I really like the different perspective they take because they're space people.
Cool.
Space people.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's been stuff in my week. Unless you want to hear about hot time clickers strats.
No. There is no strat.
Hot time clickers strat. All right, whatever. It's fine.
You know what the strat for that game is?
What?
The one that just says uninstall.
No, it's a browser game. I can't uninstall it.
Uninstall your browser.
Just block the site.
Firewall block it?
Listen, like, I could do it for you.
No, it's good. It's good stuff.
There you have it. That's been another episode of Three Dudes in the Basement. And remember,
time clickers
TimeSomething.com or Google Time Clickers. You can play Time Clickers.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
I forgot to pimp Time Clickers.
Why?
So people can discover for themselves and make
we don't need to pimp
make
that.
Their own discussion.
We have better things decision. To pimp.
Like Crunchyroll.com.
Like our official Three Nerds in the Basement YouTube channel where you could probably be listening to this if you not are already.
Yep. So yeah, we switched over from mooching off Vince's list subscribers.
Yeah.
And we saved him the trouble of, yo, when are you doing Gundam reviews? So now we switched it back to the official TNI because we remembered we had a YouTube account.
Yeah. So.
And our official Facebook page, which I used to remind people of the YouTube account.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of just uploaded like 5 episodes at once.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because okay. They're all up on iTunes, but they weren't up on YouTube. So.
Yeah. I was thinking it was just jumping to the latest one. I'm like, nah. I have to put them all up.
Oh, God.
So they're there. It'll be interesting to see if anybody actually listens to the show now on YouTube.
Yeah, yo, there's like totally like 7 listeners, like 7 views on that page.
Yeah, but that's how you know there's who the real listeners are.
And like one of them each are me.
Oh, excellent. Even I haven't listened. But yeah, no, that'll be fun. Yeah, next week, Mission Impossible?
Yeah, you guys want to see Mission Impossible?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, okay. I totally forgot to ask that before we recorded. We'll buy our tickets after the show then.
Yeah, okay.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Mission Impossible.
Are you going to be gone?
No, I'm gone Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. So you'll still be here. Nice. Let's do it.
Yeah, Mission Impossible. Yep, that's next week. Hopefully Blavin will be back then too.
Mm-hmm.
And regale us about the Blavin-y things.
Whatever he's doing.
Yep. Sure, it's exciting. Otherwise, that's been another episode. So, see you guys next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Testing. That's not my voice.
It's... Test.
I'm so loud!
No, that's certainly not your voice.
No. I'll talk like this.
Yeah, okay, sure you
will. What do you think is going to be louder or softer?
It's a little bit of both. A
little bit of both? All right.
Yeah.
All right!
Oh, man.
Oh, guys. Tsum Tsum?
Shut up.
Oh, I finally found out what that was. Really?
Yeah, I've been playing Tsum Tsum. It's really good.
Fuck? What is wrong with you?
They released Fantasia Mickey.
Oh, they released DLC and stuff?
But it's a limited time only. And I got it first try.
Sounds like bullshit. So Sorcerer Mickey.
Put in money?
No, I had leftover. Oh. I had a bunch of coins.
don't you feel special?
Yeah.
If you didn't get him.
If I didn't get him? I don't know. But that question doesn't have to be answered, because I got him. If I want to level him up now, I gotta get him again.
Oh my gosh.
Do you guys know what order you're going in?
For what?
Yeah, this order.
Okay, just making sure.
Sometimes you hop around, I don't know.
We never hop around.
Sometimes you hop around.
No, it's always like this.
Okay.
So just know you're second this week.
Okay.
You're finally not third.
All right? Good.
You got that?
Yeah.
Are you going to remember that?
No.
I swear to God, if you're third again.
I'm not going to remember.
Yeah.